Families are hunting for a scarce medicine to treat a rare childhood disease. This nightmare for parents started more than a year ago. When NPR first reported on this last May, the maker of the growth hormone said it would be back in stock by the end of last year. That didn't happen, and now health insurance hurdles have made the situation even worse. NPR's pharmaceuticals correspondent Sydney Lupkin is here to explain. Hi, Sydney.
Hi, Ari.
What is this drug, and why can't people get it?
So the drug at the center of the problem is called Norditropin, and it's a growth hormone used to treat several rare diseases. So when it went into shortage in the fall of 2022, there were ripple effects. As people switched to other brands, then those drugs went into shortage too.
Ugh, so how are families whose children have this rare disease handling it?
They're basically chasing whatever growth hormone they can find with very little information to go on. This drug is sold as an injector pen that comes in different sizes, and then that's used until it runs out. So the dose doesn't change, but the overall container size does. Here's how it goes. The doctor writes a prescription for one injector pen size, but the patient doesn't find out if it's out of stock until the pharmacy says, you know, we don't have it. So then the patient has to go back to their doctor and ask them to write a new prescription for another size pen, and often that won't be in stock either, and it kind of goes on and on. But there's another wrinkle, and it's called prior authorization.
This sounds like a nightmare, and prior authorization, this gets to the health insurance wrinkle that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. How does prior authorization actually work?
So it's basically a tool to keep costs down for insurance companies. In this case, the doctor writes a prescription, and then the insurance company asks the doctor to justify that decision before insurance will pay for the drug, allowing the pharmacy to dispense it. Here's Karen Van Nuys at the University of Southern California, who's studied prior authorizations and found that they have increased dramatically for all kinds of drugs in the last 10 years.
As you might imagine, doctors hate this process. It's incredibly time-consuming on their part and, you know, keeps them from doing more patient-focused work and introduces delay.
Sometimes prior authorizations take a day or two, and other times it takes much longer, weeks. So now that the growth hormone is in shortage, it's particularly cumbersome.
Because if they're looking for different versions or different sizes, they need a new prior authorization every single time.
Almost every time. Here's Dr. Jennifer Miller, an endocrinologist at the University of Florida, who sees kids from all over the country who need this drug.
You know, the insurance companies require a new prior authorization every time you switch growth hormone, whether it's from Norditropin 5 milligram pen to Norditropin 10 milligram pen, you still have to get a new prior auth. Even though it's the same medicine, same dose, it's just we're switching pen sizes because that's what's available at the moment. And so we spend all day doing these, you know, prescriptions and prior authorizations. And then by the time the prior auth is processed 48 hours later, oftentimes that is out too.
It takes a huge chunk of her time. She's a prominent specialist who treats and researches a rare genetic condition called Prader-Willi syndrome. The people who have it don't process food normally. They're always hungry, have blood sugar problems, physical issues, and behavioral issues. Since the growth hormone shortage began, Miller has had to put her research on hold to deal with insurance companies. I've heard from families who have been through 5 prior authorizations in 1 month before they could get a pen shipped to them.
That sounds like such a huge headache. What does it mean for the kids who have these conditions?
It can vary for people with Prader-Willi. It has serious consequences. I spoke to the Hall family, who are under Dr. Miller's care, about that.
All right, let's listen to some of your conversation with them.
Hillary Hall says she's been chasing prescription after prescription, prior authorization after prior authorization for months to get growth hormone, any growth hormone, for her 9-year-old son, Winston.
I'll get it 1 month. And then they're like, oh, well, we're out of that pen now. Now we need a new prescription and a new prior authorization. And I'm like, great. Unfortunately, that's not an overnight process. It's like a couple week thing.
They couldn't get the drug at all for 3 months. For Winston, the behavioral problems are especially bad.
I mean, my kid's getting kicked out of school. We're taking his picture the other day and it was wanting him to hold still. And he just started crying because he couldn't hold still enough. He just can't function.
Desperate, they eventually bought a 30-day supply from Mexico for $1,400. Miller says that patients like Winston need growth hormone like Norditropin their whole lives to keep symptoms at bay. For them, the shortages have been devastating.
These kids are suffering, and it's really not okay. I mean, it's overall just a horrendous situation because they're eating more, they're gaining weight more, you know, and they're having a ton of behavioral problems. And it's been a huge issue for us to not be able to get growth hormone for some of these people for over 6 months now.
That's reporting from Sydney Lupkin, who's still with us. And I have to ask why these shortages are happening. What does the drug company that makes Norditropin say about all this?
So Novo Nordisk, which is the same company that makes Ozempic, says it is temporarily discontinuing one of its Norditropin pen sizes, the 30 milligram, to focus on making the other ones. It expects shortages to last at least a few more months. But I have to say, the company has been pushing back the date for when things will go back to normal over and over again since I first reported on the shortage a year ago.
And how do the insurance companies justify making people go back again and again for these prior authorizations, especially when it's the same drug, same dose, and a different size?
Mm-hmm. It's a really good question, because it's also not like the diagnosis will change. Prader-Willi doesn't go away, you know? I asked the three big pharmacy benefit managers, which handle drug claims for insurance companies, why they're doing this. And the answers varied. CVS Caremark basically said its hands were tied by state laws and FDA limitations. Express Scripts says some people's plans have options like pre-approved alternative medicines during shortages. OptumRx actually said it stopped requiring so many prior authorizations because of this shortage. So that's some relief for patients and doctors, but there's still a lot making life tough as the shortage drags on.
It's NPR pharmaceuticals correspondent Sydney Lupkin. Thank you.
You bet.